Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping this space gives you something to think about.
I want to talk about something that is a big deal for me as a school owner and as a teacher. When your children get dropped off at school and they are dysregulated, and we're going to unpack what that means in a moment. They need to be regulated then by the teacher. And when she's needing to teach maths and reading, and she can't because your child is dysregulated and she needs to put time into regulation so that your child can learn, your child is losing teaching time. Okay, so let's talk about dysregulation. It's a word that people are using a lot. I don't know if everybody understands it well. I'm going to give you my interpretation of it. You might have something different, and that's fine. You might have a different word for what I'm explaining. So regulation is when you are calm and alert. You've got self-control. You can manage yourself. You don't need other people to manage you for you. Think about it from an adult point of view. When you're regulated, you can go into a meeting. You can go into a discussion. You're calm. Your head is clear. Your thinking is on. You're alert enough. You're not sleepy. You're not hyperactive. You're not panicked. You're not in stress, fight or flight mode. You are in the space of listening and learning and talking and communicating and being present. So then dysregulation is the opposite of that. And things that dysregulate us are fear and panic. We are concerned about a conversation we're going to have, heightens our fight or flight system, dysregulates us, takes us out of rest and digest into fight, flight, fawn, freeze, takes us into this dysregulated, my brain's not quite completely on, my memory's not there, maybe my auditory processing disappears. There's that component. So you don't want your children coming to school in a state of unreadiness, where they're either shut down at a low level because they haven't had enough sleep and they're switched off, or they're shut down because they've gone beyond fight or flight and they're in anxiety and panic and their brain is not working. No learning happens when their brain is not turned on. The things that put children into this state is a fight with mom and dad or sibling in the morning, screen time, lack of connection, no proper food, unpreparedness, you doing everything for them, no accountability, you're not medicating them the way you think you should or the doctors are advising you, you're not trying it out, you're late, that dysregulates children. You know what it's like to arrive at a party late or at a meeting late. You feel like you're not quite part of it, like you haven't begun with everybody else. You're a bit behind, you're a step behind. That's really hard for kids. A fight in the car. All of that sends your children to school not yet ready to learn. Now, in a big mainstream school with 25, 30, 35, 40 kids in a class or bigger, the teacher has absolutely no time to regulate children that are dysregulated. She tells them all, sit down, keep quiet, we're now going to learn. So she has to shut them down in order for learning to even begin. She does not have time to regulate your kid. You need to do that in the mornings. Be on time, give them good food, don't fight, play games that ready them for learning. Maybe go over their multiplication tables. If they're younger, play I Spy. Have a conversation with them. Get their bodies ready. I talk about sleep hygiene and getting your kids ready for sleep. Well, you need to get them ready for learning as well. You do the same thing. You're going into work. You've got a big meeting. You prepare. You mentally prepare. You're going to help your children by mentally preparing them for school and getting their bodies ready. A sugar crash at 9 o'clock is not going to help your kid. And at the best, in a classroom environment, they'll stop learning and they'll look out the window. At worst, behaviors come up in order for them to try and activate themselves. So now they want to be naughty and they want to bug the child next to them and they want to ask the teacher 100 questions and they want to go to the bathroom, because actually what they're trying to do is keep themselves or get themselves into a calm, alert state that they're not in, because they know instinctively they need to be in that state in order to participate in community and in learning. So they're trying desperately to get themselves into that state, and those aren't conducive for classroom behavior. You can't have three kids getting up and wandering around while you're trying to do a lesson. So smaller schools, smaller classes, the teacher's better able to regulate your child for you though it takes away teaching time. They're better able to allow children to stand up and walk around, to go to the bathroom. We offer things like go and swing on the swing because vestibular input and prop input is really good for regulating. Water the plants because that heavy muscle prop work and of carrying the water is really regulating for kids. So we have to do a lot of that, allow a lot of time for that so that they can come back into class and learn. If we don't allow that time, they might be in class, but they're not learning. So what you can do to help your kids to be able to learn is get them into a state, a ready state of learning. So there's a number of things I spoke about that you shouldn't be doing. Shouldn't be doing screens, not high sugar breakfast, shouldn't be fighting with them, and you shouldn't be distracted. If you can connect them, make sure they're planned and organized so they're not rushing around in the morning trying to find their school shoes. If you can do all of those things, then you're not creating the problem and you're creating a regulated state. In the car should be conversation time with you and your kid. It shouldn't be meetings and phone calls with work, and it shouldn't be them on their tablet. That dysregulates them and takes them out of a state of learning. And again, you can do that. And then the teacher has to spend, sometimes in our environment, it can be 2-3 hours trying to regulate a kid to the point where they can learn. And then we've lost half the day. So that's something you really can do. And this is not for the teacher's sake. This is for your child's sake. So they get into their learning space ready to learn.